This is Leo Far and Ahead off of The Edges of Twilight. It's the first single off The Edges of Twilight. Probably our most adventurous record with the exotic influences and such.
We recorded this record down in Los Angeles at A&M Studios with Ed Stasian and Jeff producing it. And I think we were down there anyway, so we ended up meeting Los Angeles based directors. So Dean Carr was one of the guys that we were really interested in using after we saw Israel. He had just done like a really cool video for Corruption and Conforming, and we were just really turned on by the images. We thought it was like a good progression from where we were at before it. So.
Notice the daytime scenes in the desert too. Anyone was able to see Alanis Morissette's Jagged, You Ought to Know video. I think she definitely got some inspiration from this one, as we should.
There's a lot of cool, like, natural effects happening too with the film. The director, Dean Carr, he used a chemical bath process called cross processing. Jeff's shirt, you can see it glowing.
He uses chemicals too.
Ridiculously expensive to use. It's like $3 a foot to process it. You can really see it in the subway here or one of the sewage tunnels.
For those of you who are interested too, Fire in the Head is the title of a book by an author named Tom Cohen, and the subject of the book deals with Celtic pagan mythology and its relation to Native American shamanistic religious things, you know, Aboriginal religions. So very, very interesting book, very interesting read. And
half the video shut out in the desert in Palmdale, California, Lake Mirage, and the other half we went into the LA River, which was kind of interesting. Dean Carr took us down after hours into the sewage tunnels with knee-high boots. It's pretty trippy just to see like how deep the graffiti goes into the sewage system.
Yeah, that whole area, that's where you see things like Terminator or Terminator 2 when Arnold Schwarzenegger is riding that motorcycle.
That's also where you see Termination a lot.
Termination of a lot of people down there.
Pretty scary.
This song musically came together really cool. Jeff did a flamenco guitar piece, an acoustic piece, tone hawk, and whatnot.
Actually, I was into this guitar player named Davey Graham, and one of his pieces really inspired me, and I kind of took it to a different place. And it was a duet. It was a kind of like a Spanish duet between two acoustics. And then we had the idea to really kind of turn the velocity on with the song. And I remember working it out in my first house in Montreal. So I've lived in two places in Montreal. So the first house had a studio as well. And I was working with, I did the demo with Glenn Robinson, who engineered Splendor Solace. And after him and I were finished with it, because we had recorded your drums somewhere at a rehearsal space in Montreal. And so we finished the demo, and it was just very, very exciting because, again, it was the next step for the band. It was the first song for The Edges of Twilight, and it was a different direction. It's great.
You can hear the Mellotron here. It's funny, when we were recording this, we were in the studio, and Roy Harper was doing some stuff with us as well on The Edges of Twilight, and across the way was Neil Young doing stuff with Pearl Jam, and he heard the Mellotron, and I met him at sort of the coffee lounge at A&M, and he was telling me, you know, hey, what are y'all doing in there? Sounds kind of cool. I told him, you know, yeah, we're doing, you know, some Mellotron tracks, but there was a problem with the Mellotron machine, so we had to, you know, substitute some of the stuff with some samples. And as soon as we heard that, Neil Young doesn't like the samples too much. So it's kind of funny. I think one of the notes on the Mellotron was like,
but it worked anyways.